Rolling. You know the crack.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Dielsk. Now we'll put some jazzy beats in the background here, will we?
Yep.
While I crank out these ads. We have a new sponsor.
Oh shit.
Beer52.com are on board. Beer 52, a company that sends you beer to the house. Fuck yeah. And people are probably going, man, what's so special about that? These guys have been doing it since forever. They've been sending out beer to your house. It's usually a mixture of delicious craft beers. Have you ever had it? Have you ever experienced the Beer 52?
No, but I know a few people who have.
Yep, it is. It's a fun... first of all, it's the world's largest beer club, but it's a fun way to sample beers. You know, they send one out, and what I've done in the past is you sit down with a friend or a significant other, and you share them. You know, you go, what's this one like? Hoppy. Pour the next one. Hoppy. You know, most of them are hoppy. And then, you know, you drink those, and before you know it, you know?
Boom.
Steaming. But of course, we encourage responsible drinking. Beer 52 is the world's largest beer club with over 170,000 active members. Each month, members are sent a case with a different theme. It comes with a magazine, and guess what else? A snack. Don't like dark beer? Choose the light option. You can pause or cancel any time. Now, listeners of this show will get the first box free. All you have to do is pay for the postage.
What?
Mal's really stepping up his ad game.
$5.95.
You pay for the postage and they send you 8 beers for nothing.
What?
Beer52.com. I'm gonna have to get that as a button. What? What? Fucking Lil John in the corner there. What? That's your. You've literally turned into Michael Checks, the sound man on the side. What? You can pause or cancel it. Yeah, beer52.com/banter, BANTER, and you get that first box on the house.
Jesus.
Killing it. Our other sponsor, of course, the OG Ball Shaver. They got the tools for your family jewels, manscaped.com. Whatever event's coming up, Father's Day, your dad's birthday, your brother's, any fella you know that has an event coming up, or even if you want to treat yourself, truth bombs. Get yourself the Manscaped, the Lawnmower 3.0. Rolls Royce is always the standard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is Rolls Royce still up there? Or would you be like, it's the McLaren of, like, what would you say?
It's the...
Let's just say Rolls Royce. It's the Rolls Royce of shaving your boys. You know, I've got bars too. But listen, when it comes to shaving your bar, it's got to be the Lawnmower 3.0. Listen, the listeners of this show, if you go to manscaped.com, use the code GENBANT1 and you get 20% off this wonderful device. They've also got the Weed Whacker, which is like a small thing that goes up your nostrils and in your ears. They're anti-snag. You know, most people are buying beard trimmers and being like, this will also work on my nut satchel. And they're going down there and tearing it to shreds. But the Lawnmower 3.0, anti-snag, it's got a plastic blade on it. So it's really hard to catch the old hand pouch in that. So get yourselves that. You got other products, ball toner. You know, you've given them a good fucking going over. You hit it with a ball toner. You hit it with a moisturizer. You hit it with the ball deodorant. Guys, and they also have their own cologne now, which smells rich and deep. But that's it. Manscaped.com, use the code GENBANT1 for 20% off. And that's it. Let's get right into this podcast, will we? We're jumping in hot on the fucking Joey memes. Let's go. Basically, what happened if you've been living in a cave? You know, if you're in Afghanistan in a fucking cave, which probably has better internet connection than this fucking office. Friends did a reunion. Now, quick comment on that. What's wrong with all their faces? I know that's a very obvious thing to pick up on, but fuck me. Did you see it?
I didn't, no.
I mean, Joey's getting all the slagging. He looks like the most regular dude of all time. Everyone else, like Jennifer Aniston's there, like fucking, you know, Iggy Pop just got some Botox. They're all weird looking. Matthew Perry, I mean, God bless him. The guy is hanging on by a fucking thread. You know, I had some dental surgery. We all know what the dental surgery was. Putting your fucking septum back together. You mad coke bastard. I had some dental work. My gums had eroded from rubbing fucking cocaine right on it. Imagine being rich and a coke addict. Fuck me. Game over. But yeah, poor bastard. The guy's addiction problems, and there's nothing funny about addiction problems. But you know, he turned up there. He looked rough as a badger's hole. Jennifer Aniston's like laughing like this. And now I'm crying. You know, face didn't change. Courtney Cox, bro, it was like you pull the fucking skin mask over a beach ball. She's like, you know, she looked rough. You know, even fucking Ross had a bit of something going on. You know what I mean? He was a bit fucked up. Who else is left? Lisa Kudrow. She looked fine.
Yeah.
She's the most talented out of the whole lot of them, if you ask me. Funny. Great actor. She just looked like a regular woman, which is fine. But it's that industry, isn't it? It's that fame industry. I mean, it's actors, you know what I mean? What are actors like? Weird.
Weird.
They're all like, oh, my. Everyone's fucking all lovey-dovey, all hugging and, oh, well done. Oh, fantastic, you know. Only actors, especially like live, like theatre type actors, will walk out. Imagine walking back on and buying like, thank you, and they're throwing roses up and all because you went, how you doing? You know what I mean? Who do you think you are? Danielle DeLewis? That's actually how you say that. It's not Daniel DeLewis. It's Spanish. Danielle DeLewis? And they're, you know, we were on a break. And they're walking back on like they're fucking Shakespearean actors. Thank you. Thank you so. By the way, I don't know, not that I was ever in Friends, believe it or not, but I've never left a thing, like school or uni or fucking whatever, when I wasn't 100% ready to do so. You know, they're like, I can't believe it. And then they're all fucking signing each other's shirts and fucking snogging each other. I dare say if that was me, I'd be like, cut, that's a wrap, and I'd be, like, I'd be away. Out of the engine on. Cheers, guys. Way to get Botox in a nutsack.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actors for you. There's no, you do not get into acting unless you want to be famous. Do you know? No one's like, man, I'm all about the stage. I just want to work in obscurity on my craft. No, the craft is you want like to be a movie star, obviously. Who's done the best? Probably Jennifer Aniston has done the best, I would say.
Yeah, probably.
Joey's just like, fuck it, man. I might do Top Gear for half an hour and then fuck off again. Is he married to a woman from Enniskillen?
Is he?
Aaron told me that. I think it's bullshit. You might need to research that for me.
I'll have a look.
Do it in the background there. But let's hit these memes. Joey's getting... I mean, it's so... isn't it so funny? It's so Irish to, like, just pick up on a thing and just run with it. Till you completely run out of steam. Joey made, what's his real name? Matt LeBlanc made, what?
Yeah.
Made the mistake. Oh, is he married to someone from Enniskillen?
I don't know.
are you just checking the fucking the crypto coin? Let me tell you something. We took a hammer in the Patreon last week. Some guy was like, as funny as the podcast was, it's clear that you have no idea about fucking cryptocurrencies. And I'm like, yeah, guess why it was so funny? Because I'm sitting here going, what is money?
Yeah.
Did I watch a 6-minute video on blockchain? Yes. What did it sound?
That's enough.
Huh?
That's enough.
Yeah, do you know what it sounded like to me? A tax book. Do you know they're like, we take the fucking information from this with a little bit of information from the previous block and add it to the new one to create a new code. Yeah. It's called taxing a car, same thing. Is it not?
It is.
You know, take the thing, previous owner, like a used car, put your new one in, but it's still got a bit of history and you've got a new number. Blockchain. What did I do? Oh, I muted myself. Yeah. And is that the system they apply to like a digital asset? so that you know where it came from?
Yes.
See?
Mastered it.
I get it, man.
Crypto.
It's quite clear that you have no idea about the impact of blockchain on digital assets. Of course not. At what point did you think, hold on, Geddes, when he's done here talking about Matt LeBlanc's shirt, is going to drop some hate on crypto?
Yeah.
No, I click on the guy who invented Ethereum.
Yeah.
Ethereum, and I slag his fucking unicorn shirt because he looks like one of those, it looked like an, do you remember those eggs you got and you popped it open? There was a little alien baby and a fucking, that's what this cunt looks like. Anyway, we'll have no more of your crypto fucking bullshit now this week.
Boo.
Boo. Anyway, Matt LeBlanc made the mistake of wearing a shirt and jeans, which somehow qualifies him to be a fucking just Irish da. And he's got a bit of a tan there, like, you know, like he's been sitting in the garden drinking fucking warm Carlsberg. And people have just memed the life out of it.
I love it.
And there'll be no stopping me now. That's a funny one. Stick on the Airtel. We'll get the lotto results. He looks like a guy who, you know, if he was Irish, he'd be going, Jesus, what's that hair gel? Fuck whatever next, the wheel. And then he's just got it and just pulled all his hair into a point like this. But that's a terrible shirt. That, I mean, that's Burton's, you know, 1998. Oh, it is, yeah. And he's just kept it. Come here, let me know. I hope you haven't got any boyfriends. Yeah, he's just rested at the... Here, will you download a form? Will you download a form for me? Such Irish da things. That was totally my da with, like, tech.
Yeah.
He'd be like, fucking... that fucking stupid thing and all. Get that fucking here. Fucking download Plenty of Fish. Now, what is that? I'm trying to pay the electricity bill. Fuck's sake, Plenty of Fish. How do I get that membership back? Matt LeBlanc, Irish da. So you drank 15 pints, but 'tis the burger that made you sick. Jerry McBride, who is a writer for Waterford Whispers, put up on Twitter. He goes, I don't know exactly what he wrote, but it was something like, you know, speaking from experience, I guarantee you, Matt LeBlanc was just happy to get those jeans off when he got home. Milk is it from an oat, is it? These are fucking tremendous. Get down the bog would sort out a lot of them young fellas. Do you ever remember that video? It was like back when TikTok was popping off and there was a girl, and it was definitely, it must have been Tyrone somewhere, out in a bog, like, you know, turning all this turf. And she was giving off to her dad, and her dad barks like some order at her, and she goes, say please or something, or thank you or something like that. And he was like, you'll be thanking me when you're warm and your wee fat hole beside the fire. I still have a heap of last year's turf. There we go. And then there's just a little kid. I mean, they ran out. Oh, wait. Touch his remote to change channel after 5 hours of somehow the same black and white western. And dad clearly asleep in the chair. I'm watching that. I was just resting my eyes. Sure, I remember seeing you two in the King's Hall in 1979. Shite. I've lost them. There's 55 of these fucking things. Anyway, he took an absolute hammer. And I'll tell you what. The rest of them fucking... Let me see that. Couldn't even play their instruments. Just goes to show you. Yeah, just goes to show you. What? Nothing? But they the rest of them owe him a pint, which I'm sure he'd take, because... he's taken the shine off the fact that, you know, Matthew Perry's about fucking two lines away from his heart stopping.
Yeah.
I just had some damage. There's a thing that happens when people, like, take a lot of coke where their face, literally, you know, like, their jaw isn't in the same place anymore. He's like, well, you know, remember, I'm going to put a turkey in my head. Come here to me. What is it you're studying now? Oh, la, right. Very good. Jesus, sure. I know who to ring the next time I get myself in a bit of trouble. I said, go away with your vegan shite and horse that stew in you. Yeah. Class. I mean, I could go on all day at these, but yeah, it was good. The Massey Ferguson were always a good bailer to take in. Hey, many's a year I spent in the country with my 168 and a 124. And was Santi good? Oh, fucking hell. Shout out to him. And you know, this is such a strange phenomenon that, like, he should move to Ireland.
Oh, definitely.
He should move to fucking Galway or something. He would never buy a pint again in his life.
I know.
People would be like, go on, Matty, you fucking bad bastard. Sure, you're fucking... Just Matty White.
Size of them forearms.
Oh, why? That's the point. But he's so... It's so the, like, I don't give a fuck. And, you know, like,
yeah.
The guy couldn't be more relaxed. He's just like, well, this is some cracking. And everyone's sitting there with their face fucking, you know... They've pulled all the skin back and put a scrunchie over it in the back of their head. And he's just sitting there like, here, I don't give a fuck. You guys are still, you guys, I mean, it's funny that like part of his character was like, you know, the Italian guy that, I mean, what's LeBlanc? French? Mm. You know, like the Italian guy that's eating a load of meatball subs and all. And he's just like, here, method acting. I was just chilling, eating fucking sandwiches and drinking pints all day. Fair play to him. Any news on that wife?
Oh, American.
Oh, well, fuck me. See, that's Aaron telling me lies. I don't wish to be sensationalist, but this Matt LeBlanc Twitter thing is the best thing to happen to Ireland since independence. The one where Chandler pretends he knows how to cut turf because he saw a video about it on fucking TikTok. Now we're sucking diesel, huh? Give us another song later, Ashley. Good girl yourself, bit of Mary Black, that's the job. Oh my god. I mean, like, there's a pub near us which we would go to the odd time. And I mean, yeah, it looks like a clothing rack from fucking Burton's circa 1993. Everybody looks like that. And like, the funny thing about farmers is a lot of them dress like that, but just with wellies.
Yeah.
You know, and then they take the wellies off and put on, like...
Brogues.
A different type of shoe, and all of a sudden they're fucking... Still smelling like shit, though. That's another thing. I used to do that in stand-up. You know, you walk into a shop, and there's the guy in front of you is wearing, like, sort of waterproof trousers and a jacket, and he's covered in wet shit. Like, wet animal shit, and it's falling off him, and he's leaving footprints everywhere, and he just has two jambons in a bag. And you're like, bro, if I was covered in any other species shit, apart from cow, you would chase me out of here. I just turned up covered in dog shit. You'd be like, right, you got to get out of here. And he's like sitting it, like he fucking swam in it. Unbelievable. Although I did see a big dirty, he was huge too, big giant dirty farmer, get a nice whipped ice cream in the shop the other day.
Yeah.
He was stinking, like he was obviously stinking. Then he took... And the girl goes, is it a small or a large one? He's like, fucking large. Obviously. You mad? You know, and then he went down to the fucking... He was actually in, you know, one of those, like, the wee gator.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like a wee... Yeah. Like a wee cart. Tell us this now. Where would you plug the Netflix in? Couscous, me hole. A few flowery spuds and a bit of bacon's what you want. That's what I want right now. I'm fucking starving.
Hairy bacon.
Hairy bacon. I didn't even see the hairy bit. Have you ever had hairy bacon before?
Oh yeah, that's the good stuff.
That's the good stuff. Although I was fucking put off it one day, because I definitely have had the big curly one. Like, yeah. But I opened it one day, and it, you know, in the shop it must have got like punctured a wee bit on the vacuum pack, no. And yeah. It fucking like. There's definitely something neurological happens in your body when you smell like rotting flesh.
Yeah.
But I was like, it was so fucking intense. Just in, and you know, and in my head, I'm like, yeah, the hair made that worse.
Yeah.
The hair made that way worse. Sometimes you get a fucking pork crackling.
Oh, why?
You know, you get a nipple on it. You know, just chucking it. Pigs are quality, really. You can eat, you know, if you like cook it right, you're like, I can just, you can eat just pick it up and just start eating its foot. Right up its leg, through its ass, and straight through its body to its nose.
Yeah.
It's the best nose-to-tail animal.
Yeah.
Not a lot of waste, now to think about it. Great. More vegans should be eating pigs, if you want to save the planet.
Yeah.
definitely the best animal if you have to eat one thing the rest of the time. Right, review of the week. Let's get into it. We've already covered your crypto slamming that people were giving you.
Boo.
But I don't like the guy's seriousness. Can you let people fuck around with the crypto? At the end of the day, these are the people keeping the serious crypto guys in business.
Exactly.
The casual cryptos who are like, sure, I'll throw a couple of thousand at, and then these guys are fucking, you know, analyzing it like a computer, and then just fucking swooping in, stealing everything. But sure, is it still worth fuck all this week?
It's up again. We're up. It was down on the weekend.
Make any money?
I'm back where I was.
What a journey.
Ups and downs.
Ups and downs, sir. Right, let's review the week. Been doing a lot of dad stuff. I'm going to home base later, you know what I mean? Buy some trellis. Gang, gang. Just trying to do some work at the house. Very active last week. You know, I've been carrying this back injury. I haven't been working out a lot, but I've been trying to walk. Went to Gosford Park there. Narma.
Yes, nice.
It's very nice. Keep it in mind if you ever need to film a thing. Deer. Very picturesque. Deer's in there. Mm. You get to stare at a deer. Not allowed to kill them. Just have to look at them. So yeah, that was exciting. Don't know why I started with that. But let's get to our Friday events. We were scheduled to go and do some sea sort of activities, would you say?
Yep.
With our boys, and I'm going to check the name of this because I fuck it up every time. Active, what is it?
Active Adventure.
Active Adventures NI. Shout out to Jordy for reaching out. But he was like, do you want to come up here and do some of this shit after slagging it on the podcast? And I was like, yep. Yeah. So that was supposed to be the previous Friday. It got rained off, too windy. It was supposed to be all the comedians. And sometimes, that saying, they're like, what's for you won't go by you.
Yep.
It would have been a fucking disaster had it been all comedians.
Yeah.
Because, like, no harm to Aaron. As soon as I got on that paddleboard, I was like, thank God he's not here. Thank God he's not. I mean, this would have been the start and end of his day. Especially when he was like, I don't know if I can actually swim. Like, who says that? Can you swim? Yeah. Or wait, can I swim? I mean, I've never done it, but I'm not sure. So as soon as I stood in the thing, I was like, no, thank God, you know, we'll save activities like brunch for me and Aaron. And then I was going through the people who were supposed to be there, like Dave. I was like, fuck, I don't know. Robbie, don't know what his capability, you know, he's a bit fucking Woody Allen with it. You know, I'm like, who else would have fucking, like Mickey.
Mickey was perfect.
Just got away. You know, he was like, yeah, I'll do it, but like also I don't have the stamina in my legs to
jump,
do anything. You know, like I think he stood on the paddleboard for like 2 minutes and was like, this is killing me. And then he just sat in like doggy style the whole way around the thing. Doggy style boarding, doggy boarding. So it ended up being me, you were there doing the camera/activities.
Yep.
There is a vlog, by the way, on route. Maureen went, my good friend Begley, Mickey. Who the fuck else was there?
Ross
and William. William, of course, from the founder and CEO of flowcbdltd.com. And a couple of Maureen sisters.
Yes.
And it was fucking, that's the group you want, you know, active boys.
Yeah.
People who are keen to get stuck in a wee bit. Maureen was you know, she's like, I'm not going to do this jump. And you're like, fair enough.
And then she did.
And then she did it anyway. Bullied into it. But yeah, we went up there, drove up the North Coast, got stuck behind, I mean, what is that fury that you feel when you're like, what the fuck time of day is this? 12 o'clock, to be transporting a trailer full of spuds.
Oh yeah, fuck.
What fucking, leave this to the middle of the night. And then you run into him in the middle of the night. And you're like, what fucking time of day is this? But, so we eventually got there. A bit overcast, you know. Got into some wetsuits. You'll see this in the vlog. But that was a fucking ordeal in itself. Now, if we take one lesson away from that it is that I need a gastric band because I am a fat bastard. Gone are the days of, all right, big lad. He's a big lad. I look like a fat Jamaican woman in a wetsuit. Don't know what that means, but you get it. Yeah, I've been eating pretty much nothing since I seen that initial footage. Just drinking black coffee and, you know, thinking about doing sit-ups from the roof. You know why people are, you know, people who are a bit chunky are like, man, especially dudes, they try and turn, you know, make the animal reference. Man, I'm a gorilla. Man, I'm a fucking rhino. And they're joking, like, but I quite literally look like a rhino put a wetsuit on. If that wetsuit was grey, you'd have been like, that's a rhino's body with a man head. Or like, it looked like there was two bodies. Do you know what my body looked like? You know, like one of those dummies that you have that you practice jiu-jitsu on when you don't have a partner? And they just stuff it full of items? That was me. I joked in the vlog, like, I was like, does it look like I have my fucking, what do you call that, life jacket on underneath? Jesus Christ, fat bastard. Something's got to change, let me tell you. But Mickey was there to take the shine off a wee bit too. Said it before and said it again, the man's built like a toffee apple. He looks like a souvenir Chupa Chup you'd get at the airport. All the masses up top. What's that building in fucking Toronto or something? It's like, yeah, he's built like when they put too much ice cream on a cone and it's coming down the edges and you're like, ah. But, poor bastard. But yeah, we had a great time, didn't we?
It was class.
It was sort of overcast, but it wasn't really that, it was quite warm, quite mild.
Yeah.
Water wasn't overly freezing.
No.
For the most part. I was so good at paddleboarding that it wasn't even fun to watch.
You were very good.
I wobbled on it at the start, and then it's a good metaphor for life. You really got to make the board do what you want it to do.
Exactly.
You don't, you know, I thought like, oh, what's the technique? Let the board do, you know, it's like if you want to jump up on it, you have to like force it under you and like stamp your feet on it and really fucking make it move. Instead of like, do I just wait here and let the ocean take me? You're like, no, you gotta make it go. So that was fun as shit.
That was class.
Did that. How much is a paddleboard? Let me look that up real quick.
Like 300.
300?
Yeah.
Let me see, because
we're all gonna buy some.
Four. Is that a two pack? What's a two pack, man? Why do they all come in two packs?
Do they? Handy.
Well, there's a two pack for 400 sheets, man. It's the sort of thing, like, you know, obviously the first couple of times it probably is worth getting some experts to show you what to do.
Yeah, definitely.
But it is the sort of thing, you let it down and fold it up and throw it in the boat, and there's nothing really stopping you doing it anywhere. I mean, there's a fucking lake near our house, which is gross, and yeah. No one uses it for any sort of activities, but I always wondered why not. You know, it's perfectly still most of the time. You might get attacked by a swan, but sure, you have a paddle. You know, you just club it to death. Wear it around your neck like Bjork. Man, if I was a rapper, that line would have killed. But anyway, yeah, I mean, two for 400, I would nearly splash out on that. Pardon the pun. Get two of them in the boat. But yeah, people go down to fucking Bangor. They do it down there. I'm sure you can. The thing is, for me, it wasn't that exciting.
It's relaxing.
I think it is. I think if it's like a really nice evening and you've had an absolute shitter at work.
Yeah.
And you go down to the beach and you fucking just pump it up.
You can surf on them a wee bit. Like if the waves aren't too bad. You can, you know, like that would
just
be.
Just catch, yeah.
That would be pretty mad.
I think what I need to actually try is just surfing.
Yeah.
And the board would probably have to be the same size as it. If it were me.
Yeah, a big long board.
What I did notice is, and you always hear like fitness people say about it, like you got to get you got to have strong feet.
Oh, yeah.
And see when you're on it for a couple of seconds, I'm like, man, you really feel your feet burning out.
Yeah.
So weak, like. But yeah, that's what you do. You have a nightmare at work. You go down, man. You get the wetsuit on and you just fucking go at us. I mean, basically slower than walking pace, like, and you just enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But that was fun. And then strangely, the kayaking, I was like, I'm not too keen on the kayaking. I didn't realize the kayaking was to get you to the the jumping spots. Because straight away I was like, get me in the sea here. Big man's doing a backflip. And then they're like, no, there's a lot of activities to do. So yeah, we kayaked out to, and it was like a guided tour, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Our boy there was like, let's pull up here and I'll tell you the history of this seaweed.
Oh yes.
This used to be called the devil's anus or something. Apart from there used to, and then he's like, we got kids on this tour, so we had to change it to the devil's punch bowl, as if a fucking kid knows what a punch bowl is. I knew what an asshole was early doors. But if I was 12 and you were like, do you know what a punch bowl is? I'm like, no. But yeah, you get like a guided tour and then you end up at some rocks and you jump in. And the first one I thought was the scariest because it was like fucking...
It wasn't much room for error.
No, it was like, it was jumping into basically like a big rock pool, which was probably bigger than it seemed because there was like, you know, seaweed coming in. But it was like a, what they call it, like a step off. You had to just go and straight down. And they're like, your feet will touch the bottom. And I'm like, that's my biggest fear, that I snap my tiny feet off. But of course, you got the old buoyancy aid. So it's like, and then we went from that. But it was a funny, like jumping into that, how the water was kind of like, oh, it's chilly.
Yeah.
And then you go on the other side where it's like the open water coming in and it's freezing. Fucking freezing.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the difference. So yeah, we fucked about and then we started jumping off slightly bigger rocks. And there was these two large sort of, what do you call those? Like islands? Two large bits of rock facing each other. And like on one side, you could do like three steps. There was like a first jump and then a second one, the third one. And then you swam across to the adjacent rock and climbed up that. And that was like the highest one. Which, what did Ross work it out as doing this?
Six times six.
There you go. 52. Was that feet or meters?
Feet.
36?
Yeah.
Feet? Well, that's what the guy
said. It was probably about 40 foot.
Yeah. So I didn't do that one because I was trying to see if I was actually legally deaf at that point. Because I went off the jump. Many jumps did I do? One, two. And then the third one.
Yeah.
Which would have been the highest there. I fucking full send and I jumped. And I think I was going. I didn't jump up and fall down. I like jumped forward like this. Splash. And I was like looking down and fuck me, the water caught the old life jacket and that fucking hit me in the chin or chins and the helmet nearly ripped off and I came out of the water and I was like, I was literally dizzy in the water, which was a fucking scary feeling. Very, very strange. But literally, I think the water went up my nose so hard that it like shot out my ears. So I everyone was like, yeah, fucking dude, that was rad. That was rad, man. And I was like, fucking get me. I swam over to the rocks and I forgot. I was like, is this where we were getting back on the rocks? And someone was like, no, it's over there. And I'm like, oh, help me, please. Literally, I was so disoriented. I was like, whoosh. And then just literally for the next few minutes, I was like, I'm going to be sick of taking on so much salt water. And I'm deaf. Like the pain, it must have just fucking like shot. And I was like, fucking salt water in your throat and your ears and everything. I was like, oh my God. And then I was like spitting all over the place. Thought I was going to boke. And then it just faded away, thank Christ. But on the way home, the jaw was, I was like, if I get whiplash, man, what a pussy. But I didn't end up doing the last one, which I was raging about. I would have done it, but I was genuinely concerned for my my hearing. And I was like, I think I've lacerated my windpipe. And then you watch it back and it's just like a fucking, it's not even that fucking impressive. But it's good. It's funny how, like, you know, how addictive that feeling is.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you're like, you know, if you were sitting thinking about it the day before, like, oh man, that's dangerous and scary and cold as fuck and whatever. But when you're there, you're like, nah, this is grand.
Yeah.
You know, you feel safe somehow, apart from when you smash your face off the water. But yeah, it was great crack. And then we found this. In fact, one of the guys that was taking us around lost his brand new drone. So the boys took off into the mountains to find them.
Yep.
And we found this sort of naturally carved out jacuzzi looking thing that we all just sat in and drank beers. What did the guy say? We're like, can we just sit here and drink tins? And the guy was like, well, whatever you're into.
Did you say that?
Something like that. Yeah, whatever tickles your fancy, man. Yes, this tickles my fancy. It's a day out. We're on our holidays. Let's drink fucking... Rockshore cider in this fucking thing. That was very funny that time, wasn't it?
Oh,
it
was class.
Well, everyone was giddy. Everyone was fucking starving too, just like being out all day. It's good crack. It's great crack. But never again. No.
Done.
Now shout out to our boys, Active Adventures NI. Great times. And if you're on the Patreon, you'll get early access to that vlog player.
Yeah, boy.
Shot and edited by Niall.
By me.
Fuck yeah. Did you enjoy that?
It's unreal. It's great to edit.
Well, let's
it was overwhelming amount of GoPro footage that I was terrified to look at.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know how it's going to turn out. But then it was all fine.
If I... That would be so daunting to me that I would tackle it like, I would go, I'm just gonna open a file here, open a project with just GoPro stuff,
yeah,
and just cut the good shots, cut the good shots out, and then start the edit with like, here's some good shots I have. But anyway, that's just a bit of behind the scenes chat. great day out. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10. How do we celebrate?
I'm having today. Fuck, man. Fucking steak, baby. Yeah. The ribeye, mashed potatoes.
This is us for lunch, by the way.
Beans. Yeah, baby. Fuck. Fucking steak. Yeah. Monday brunch, baby. Fuck. This is what to make of your Monday. Fuck. Any day, it's what makes it your day. Make it a happy one. Fuck, man. Fuck. Fucking steak, baby. Yeah. Fucking Monday. Yeah, fucking Monday, baby. Fucking Monday. Steak, baby. Fucking Monday. Fuck. All right. Make Monday a good day, baby. Yeah.
Unreal.
Unbelievable. Let me see this.
It's Friday, baby. Fuck. Yeah. It's the weekend, baby. Fuck. Yeah. Friday, baby. Fuck. The weekend, baby. Fuck.
Bro, what do you think's going on there? Do you think this guy has, like, moved to America and his second language is English and the guy that he works with is just like, yeah, fuck dude, like one of these guys. Fucking, yeah, dude, fucking snake, dude, you fucking, you know, one of those guys, and he's just learned it. Like, yeah, go to the fucking shop, coffee, fuck, yeah. You want a cup of coffee? Fuck my butt, yeah. Monday, fuck, baby, yeah.
Maybe he's like, it looks like he's trying to get the perfect take.
Hey, guess what? I'm happy.
Yeah, but it has no editing skills whatsoever. I turn the camera away. Steak, fuck. No, I got the order wrong. Fucking steak the fucking Monday, fuck.
Today, fuck, man. Fucking steak, baby. Yeah.
That looks good, though.
It does.
Would wreck that right now.
Beans. Yeah, baby, fuck.
Yeah, baby, fuck my butt. What sort of nationality do you reckon this chap is?
Yeah. Monday brunch, baby. Fuck.
New York.
This is what to make of your Monday. Fuck. Any day, it's what makes it your day.
Not smooth on the lines. Every fucking that day of Monday, fuck day, makes it fucking... Anyway! We're talking enough shite there. We've got a ton of questions. Let's dive into some questions. Yes! Live on air. Of course, if you watch the vlog, you'll see William from the CEO and creator of FlowCBDLTD.com. You should check them out for all your CBD needs. Now, what I will say is, people are like, man, can you feel it now? Can you feel it working? Do you take it and like instantly your fucking problems go away? I tell you what I did do last night. Took it before I went to bed. And I think I got such solid sleep that I only slept for about 6 hours and woke up like buzzing. Not buzzing, but like, you know, took the CBD, went to sleep, calm sleep, and woke up like rejuvenated. And that happens to me about once a year. Instead of being like, fucking dying, man. But yeah, if you're on the Patreon, you can go to the search bar and just type in CBD, and it'll, because of the nature of Patreon, it'll bring up a post about CBD and you'll be able to get a discount code. FlowCBDLTD.com. They have a whole pile of products. They've got gummies, which are handy. You don't have to carry the bottle around. and do what I've done, which is go to squirt it in my mouth and squirt it on a hoodie and ruin it. So get the gummy, take one gummy, and fucking see you later. FlowCBDLTD.com. Check it out. Let's hit the questions, my guys. Ever kissed Niall? Not yet. These are a lot of questions about you here. How's Niall holding up being chained to the desk? Great to get the pods back to normal service resumed. Yeah.
Well, outside on Friday.
Huh?
I went outside on Friday.
Yeah, great. He was chained to a fucking metal ball. Chained to a cowbell. Don't you get that see? It's not that bad.
Overrated outside.
I know. I was like, I was talking about that video, and on Maureen was like, "Oh, it's so good," and everything. And I was like, "Niall is like a pig in shit." When you know, do you ever see? Do you know those videos where like someone will take their dog to the beach and open the boot and the fucking dog just fucking yes? That's what you're like with a camera somewhere. You're just like, go ahead. Fucking shots everything.
Oh yeah.
Is it that way or do you just picking up those vibes? You're just like fucking yeah, there's other people here with drones and fucking everything and fucking batteries everywhere.
just fucking bag of batteries.
Just fucking any batteries left. Any cards? Many gigs, just gigs everywhere. My gigs, fucking gigs, my lungs left, no battery, fucking pardon. Just tweaking out, man. How's Niall holding it? Oh, it's the same question. Okay. When is hot too hot? Now, I like it hot, but it's far too hot, sweaty ball bag. I mean, obviously it's dependent on what you're doing. You know, if you woke up on a resort in Thailand and you're like, fuck me, it's warm today, it'd be great because you're in Thailand. Over here, it never really gets that hot to do anything. I do remember staying with our boy Sean in Vietnam and flying in, he put us in his spare bedroom, which had no windows. And he's like, oh yeah, the UFC's on, but we get to watch it at 11 in the morning. So have a wee lie-in, we'll go out, get some breakfast and watch the UFC live. And I was like, what a brilliant start to the thing. Put us in this room with no windows and air conditioning. And I slept to fucking like 4 o'clock the next afternoon. And he's like, it's obviously jet lag with no stimulus. And he just let us fucking sleep. And see, when I opened the door into his like living room, and his flat was lovely in Vietnam. When I opened the door and the heat hit me, I was like, you must be fucking joking me. I was like, you must be pulling my pisser off my body. Couldn't fucking believe it. And he's top off smoking out the window. Good morning. I was like, is this... And this is in the flat with the fucking aircon on? I was like, oh my days. That was the only time I've ever been like this. In fact, the other time was in Dubai, like where we stopped over in Dubai for like a night, basically. And I walked from like the little shuttle bus to the fucking hotel, and the 10 meters that I was exposed to the sun, I was like, well, 7 minutes out here, you'd be dead. It was so hot. I was like, you fucking, you know, in movies when you're like, surely you could walk for a couple of days before you find water. Wrong. Like literally 10 minutes out in the sun, you'd be like burnt to pieces. You all right, bro? What are you doing? Seeing if you want a fucking free burger.
Yeah.
I never look at that. This is a new feature in the podcast. What have you got?
Nothing.
What does it tell you? Is that just your fucking free regular?
Boo.
Man, if you can afford 6 cups, you can afford 7.
Exactly.
Is what I always say. I don't think I've ever cashed in a fucking loyalty card. If you could have a theme song played when you enter any room, what would it be? We know what Mickey's is, that bad motherfucker song, which is fucking terrible. Ready do do. Here, did you see, it was, Machine Gun.
Fuck, man.
Fuck up. It was Machine Gun Kelly and some dude doing a song. Bro, the guy, you're like, Machine Gun Kelly, who are you? Avril Lavigne? Let me see if I can bring this up. The guy's so embarrassed. Machine Gun. the blonde Dawn. Fucking numpty. What's this? Where's the video now? Actually, hold on, bear with. I think it was Travis Barker. But they're all just fucking, I'm in a fucking band now. Like, oh, no. Stop, man. The guy's got gender neutral nail polish. Or as they call it in boots, nail polish. You know what I mean? We had this conversation as well. Like, people talking about man buns.
Oh, yes.
Bun. Man bag? Handbag.
Yes.
Stop trying to make it. Guy liner? Eyeliner. That and a man's wearing it. And also, just call it liner, because you could line anything, really. Your anus. Travis Barker, fucking you guys up to you. Something about a t-shirt!
Oh dear.
Bro.
It's been done. A few times.
And the guy, you know, like he's got one of those fucking, the same guitars like Matt Bellamy.
Oh yeah.
One of them yokes. And he's fucking thrashing away at it, and you know there's like a session guy in the corner actually playing.
Yeah.
What he's playing, he's just fucking going, fucking something t-shirt. You're not banging Megan Fox. We shouldn't see you. Get into the fucking, go home and smash her pie in. Darkness. I saw a funny meme and it was Travis Barker and whatever Kardashian that is and Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. And it said something like, dude, can I copy your homework? And it says, yeah, but change it a little bit. Travis Barker, is he dead or alive or what? Just looks dead?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys who's like, yeah, being vegan really changed my life. And you're like, is it veganism or AIDS you've got? You look terrible. But anyway, I'm sure he's got some rhythm when he's taking the back end off that Kardashian. Oh, no. What must it be like banging a Kardashian? Like fucking a bucket of fucking wallpaper paste? It's just full of rings from old rappers. You reach in, there's a fucking diamond Rolex. Who owns that? Who knows? fuck. What was I reading? Someone was like, oh no, was it Nicki? Who said it? Nicki Minaj or something? Or like Black China or something? She was like, yeah, all the Kardashians are like someone's baby mama. You know, do you know what I mean? Like some famous rappers like side piece who they have a kid with now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't believe Kanye and Kim didn't work out though.
Are they fully divorced now?
I think he's divorced from reality.
Mm.
Hot take. If you could have a theme song when you walk in the room, what would it be? Just the start of like Coaches by.
Oh yeah.
With
something real ambient.
With. What's the fucking? What's that song that, you know, the start of Pretty Green Eyes has the sample from like.
Oh yeah.
What's the original song? Is it like Peter Gabriel or something?
Yeah.
That one. Pretty Green Eyes. Bop, 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 bop.
Philip Glass.
What's that?
No, that song in Scrubs.
Nope.
No.
Philip Glass. Philip Glass and drink. Let me get it. Philip Glass. Philip Glass. Good man.
Oh, the one with the huge name. It begins with K. Oh, that one. Oh no, it.
This.
Yeah.
You fucking music tech nerd.
Oh no. No, this isn't it. But that word.
What?
That word.
That K word?
Yeah.
Koyaneska Quatskal. Let me see. Hold on, fuck me. Go ahead. Right, there we go.
This is it.
This better be worth it.
Definitely it is.
Now walks in the room. Well.
Oh,
pause it. Catchy.
There's vocals.
Koyaneskatsi. Do we know what that word means?
Maybe. I don't know.
Bits and pieces in Icelandic. Okay. Yous love your ramens, yous cunts. Yous ever try be a rebel on the Omo Road? Only ever heard good reports. Yes, I have tried it. We went there with Chris Wee from And So I Watch You From Afar to eat noodles, and I was like, this is weird. But it was very tasty.
Yeah, nice.
But now they sort of have some sort of sponsorship with Dirt Civil Podcast, so I'll never fucking put it near my mouth.
Boo.
Yasser Mahmoud is the worst accent video. Is almost at 1 million views on YouTube. With that in mind, were there any views you didn't think would get traction? You thought that you didn't think get the traction they would? What? Or on the flip side, I mean, yeah, that's happened. I mean, I don't know if I have a video with 1 million hits on anything. There's guys out here fucking, you know, making some wee stupid video in their car, and the videos have millions of hits.
Yeah.
Is it because I consistently had average numbers for a long time? Is that better than like you'd one video that like spiked the way up?
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
I don't know. I don't know what the crack is. None of it adds up. But yeah, I mean, as soon as someone does me for blackface, that video will get taken off, but it's all good, man. Leave it up. You know, people have to learn a lesson. There was a time when it wasn't acceptable. No, there was a time when it was acceptable, and we're probably still in the middle of it, because no one seems to have... I'll be on Nolan next week. Yeah, that happens all the time. Sometimes you think you're on the belter, and then you put it out and it's crap. There's bits of stand-up that I thought that were going to be fucking gold, and then I said it out loud, and it was shite, so... Your reaction... wait a minute. Having watched an interview with a lady who sells videos of her farting, can we look forward to seeing the Comedy Squad's guff party? Oh... I stayed in a hotel room with Mickey in Glasgow once and got my own private version of that, which was just... And you know, like, you know, you can do a whole range of farts. You can do a fart, you go, no, I didn't really smell it. And then you do one, you're like, oh, that's a bit of a, you know, that's a farty smell. I've smelt that before. And then some people do some real, you know, you've had fucking 12 pints of Guinness and you're like, oh, I know that fart smell. Like, it stinks. But Mickey was just... repeatedly farting in this room, and I was like, what is that smell? You know, it doesn't smell good, but it doesn't smell like any fart I've ever smelled. You know, it smelled like you microwaved some gross food. That's what it smells like. The man's a cesspool. Reaction to the Jamie Lee video. Yeah, we talked about that last week. Then we're gonna get blocked in it. Yeah. I mean, nothing is funnier than mocking adults with learning difficulties. Any gigs for Laveries, etc.? The banger one was sold out by the time I got on. Fucking right it was. Huh? Didn't even post about it.
Oh yeah.
So they're adding another one apparently, but I mean, fuck, I don't know. gigs at the minute. I'm like, it's booked in, so that is it. It's all imaginary. It's all imaginary to me. It's all fucking about. Got some good bits, man. You know, I've written some good bits over the last while, so if I can get to practice them anywhere before I do these fucking giant... That's the thing, you're going from, like, no gigs to, oh, there's 450 people at this. It's probably not 450. As I book in my mouth. Any gigs for Lavery's? Yeah, they contacted me, but I would say it's going to be a while before we're inside again. Really enjoying the podcasts. Top three recommendations for Belfast. Go to a bar, see the sights. Top three recommendations for Belfast. In what scenario? Food, partying. Just get in the mix, man.
Yeah.
Have you tried the new Guinness Surger? Yep. In my opinion, it's no better than normal tins. You're correct, sir. Same. What you get up to at the weekend, mate? Haha. Jumped in the sea. Have you ever seen videos of a hippo taking a shite? Welcome back to the General Banter podcast, where we have all the hot issues. Yes. Going in. Let's see. I mean, they're in no way considerate to anyone. Have you ever seen, there was like a picture of a hippo, what a hippo skull looks like?
Oh,
and then
nice.
They sort of did it up like what sort of alien creature you'd think it would look like, you know, yeah. When they put stuff on it. And then they're like, this is what it actually looks like. Just a fat elephant pig.
Similar scenes on Friday.
Yep, there's me trying to get back on a paddleboard. Hippo will fuck you up, though.
Yeah, definitely. Big boy.
They can swim so fast as well. Did you ever see that footage? There's like a boat going along and the hippo's just like... right to say.
Yeah, they're well fed. So the other one's just gonna fall off.
Let's do it. Let's see this shit, my man.
I heard that they're actually the most dangerous. So
yeah, that's what I heard too.
That guy said he said he'd rather meet up with anything than a hippo.
It's not a chat. I said he'd rather fight a grey white shark in a swimming pool than meet a hippopotamus on the street. He said he'd rather get into a fucking fist fight with a rabid chimp than meet a hippopotamus in a dark alley.
I don't want to find out though. Yeah, I got that on video. Oh,
it's cool the way it does sort of slap it out of its own ass.
Yeah.
You know, surely the technique would be lift the tail and let it fly, man. Coughed in there. If Niall is as good at technology and crypto as we all think, why hasn't he created Bantcoin as an ultimate apology for the temporarily abandoning the pod? Bantcoin. Come well, on. How do we miss all these puns?
I know.
Someone said get an arrows. Do you think Aaron and Tim are low-key going with each other? I mean, it would make more sense than Tim going, I don't want to have sex with women ever. You know, and then the girls that he's like, man, look at her. It's like a very sort of tight, muscular athlete. You know, he's like, no curves for me. Give me a flat chested girl with a six pack and a cock. Are they low key going with each other? Nah, I don't think so. I just don't think so. I don't think, you know. Cheers for all the podcasts over lockdown. Definitely kept me laughing. The way I can describe them is they're like a drum with no sides. You couldn't beat it.
Is that the Matt LeBlanc there?
Huh?
That was like a Matt LeBlanc.
I love how you say Matt LeBlanc.
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 Meme there.
Matt LeBlanc. one alcoholic drink for the rest of your life. What is it?
Whiskey.
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 Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, just for a bit of decency, I think I'd have to just pick some sort of beer.
Whiskey.
Whiskey. You a big whiskey guy?
Well, I could drink it for the rest of my life, definitely.
I could drink it every on the hour for the rest of my life. Yeah. Do you have a favourite? What type of whiskey do you like? Have we had this conversation any? Before? Any?
Aye.
Do you like a bourbon?
Yeah.
Do you?
Bourbon and Coke. Aye.
Bourbon, whiskey and Coke, sir. Hey, Colin, would you please consider putting your Gender Banter Denim Mafia stickers up on your merch site? I mean, I'd feel weird just being like, hey, it's a fiver for fucking 3 stickers. But I'm sure, I don't know, maybe people are into that. I probably should sell them, seeing the fucking cost that much to get made. Should order more, you know, so that there's a pack of like 10 or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Fuck, marry, kill. Oh, I hate these questions. Arlene Foster, Susan Boyle, Brandon Boyd, the singer from Incubus. what a reference. Incubus, man. I can't even remember an Incubus song, but I can remember like lads I knew being into it. Man, I'm into Incubus. What's a famous song of theirs?
Drive.
Jesus Christ. 144 million! Dude, I'm making skate videos. Man, not enough bands have a DJ in them.
Acoustic and DJ.
Sometimes I feel the fear. I always just, yeah, I remember he had that fucking stupid tattoo. That's bollocks, man. What's a good one? Oh, seemingly they're all shy. Fuck you. Yeah. Such fucking like skate video music.
Vibe.
So yeah, I don't remember any of these songs. Dig, what's that sound like? That looks familiar. When was that song out? 2009? Worst period for music. Terrible. I am the DJ from Incubus. Crying. There's a Casey Neistat vlog. Right, let's ramp up these motherfucking questions. You mentioned, what's your favorite and least favorite season? Favorite is summer, least favorite is middle of winter.
Pepper.
You mentioned wanting to visit Cork in the last pod. I think when things open up, would you like to do a tour bus road trip with a few of the comedians now? A few of them, maybe. I wouldn't want the group to be too big, but I would go do something. But sure, Aaron would always be a funny guy to take on that. But sure, he's moving to London, isn't he, to take coke?
Nice.
Would you beat this fella in a chug off? The guy's sponsored by Manscaped and creates his own beats. Oh, yeah. Who is it? Timberland? If you're not busy over there now, just Google Incubus t-shirts and get me one.
This chunk is brought to you by Manscaped.
This the best to be badlands. Yeah. Liquidator, the chug champion. One that makes the drinks disappear.
All the Manscaped way.
Plow.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to another chug. Today, I'm chugging thick water. Y'all know what thick water is. It's for patients with dysphagia. It's super thick and it's crazy.
Some people can't even do one bottle, but your boy right here is about to do two.
Your boy right here is out of breath standing.
So, enough talk. Let's get it on. Pour this bad boy. You get the top.
4 million, 4.5 million hits.
What the heck is this? I don't know. Only one way to find out, right? Top two.
What's he drinking? Thick water for people with what?
Yeah.
Get to it, you fucking lunatic. It looks like hand sanitizer.
Sweet, the sunset shots.
Well. You looking forward to doing a hometown gig at Theatre at the Mill? I've bought tickets, but haven't heard you mention it yet. Yeah, there was... Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a couple... You know, you say yes to some of these gigs, and then you're like, is it happening? Is it on sale? I don't know what the fuck... I don't know anything about it. Hometown gig. I mean... yeah, it's probably about as close to a hometown gig. There aren't a lot of theatres in fucking Newton Abbey. Then someone will fucking message me. There's 15. am I looking forward to it? I mean... Sure. I literally just can't get a fucking hard on about anything yet. When I see, when I'm standing at the side of the stage and the place is full of people, I'll be into it. Alexandra McG, if you could speak another language fluently, which would it be? What's the most useful? Spanish?
Yeah.
I mean, I did Spanish in school and I can, it's weird, it's not a hard language to like understand. You know what I mean? You could sort of fucking, if you knew a bit, you can like, you know, work it out. Even reading a bit or seeing signs. You know what I mean? You don't have to be able to speak fluently. Probably Spanish, just for handiness. Big market in the comedy world. Do a Tom Segura. Just have a whole fucking side career in Spanish. Hola.
Oh, yeah.
But for the fun of it, German.
Yeah.
Or Russian. Russian be good?
Yeah.
Or some sort of... Oh my god, what the fuck was I watching the other day? I was watching some like montage of songs from the Wiggles. Eddie, have you ever heard of the Wiggles?
No.
They're these Australian lunatics and they do songs for kids and they're probably worth more money than like Michael Jackson. But they just have all these stupid songs. But one of them was like, they're Australians, they go, let's see what this sounds like. And then it was like, I don't know if it was like Cantonese or it was like some sort of accent from over that part of the world. And they were like, let's count down. And every number was sounded like the same word, said differently. I can't remember, but it was literally like, let's count down from 10. And this voice goes, jeune, 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 jeune. Like the same noise over and over again. I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, full-blown Vietnamese would be good. If I just launched into that.
yeah. Because that'd be really hard.
Yeah, because it's all over the shop. Like, it's, you know, it's one of those tonal ones where it's like the same word means 10 different things, depending on what loudness you say. Like, imagine you needed to say something, but you needed to whisper it, but to understand it, you had to say it in the loud way. Yeah, just whispering. Gah! Have you boys dealt with breakups before? Man is going through it right now and needs some advice. Pull the plunker off yourself. I mean, no one ever believes it, but you're just like, at some point, you'll just not give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
It's like shite, and then you're like, oh. Embarrassing. Yeah. I know, and they're always like, man, best way to get over someone is to get under someone else, which... definitely applies only to women. Because dudes aren't, you know, able to fucking... I mean, it's very sexist, but most girls are able to go like, I'm getting some cock tonight. And 99% of the time, that's achievable. Am I wrong?
Not wrong.
not wrong. But yeah, just get really fat and then get your life together again. Yeah, that's how you do it. Revenge body.
Yeah.
Just go do sit-ups from the roof and turn into fucking Christian Bale.
Yeah. That's it.
I mean, it'll be like all those movies where you're like, oh, I'm getting, you know, yes, they're all. And then you finally fucking, you know, you're sort of sparking something up with someone else, and then the ex texts you again, and it's like the movie Swingers, and you're at the point where you can just turn around and be like, fuck off. And it feels great. And then you bang her one more time anyway. listen, bitches ain't shit, so just move on, man. What's the worst advice you can give this guy? Man, the way to get over is you go, you hire a fucking mariachi band and go outside her house and just sing at the window, and then like maybe she'll come down and be like, no worries, it's all good, man. We need more information, really. Like, how did you break up? You know, I imagine the roughest breakup is someone cheats on you. Do you hear my back there? Fuck me, it's 12:05. I'm starving. Listen, she'll take you back if you get a tattoo of her name.
Yeah.
Get a tattoo of her name above your eye, like blessed on one side and then something on the other side.
Or send a crying video.
Yeah, and just say, feel like shit, just wander back. Yeah. Solved it.
There we go.
Did you see the video doing the rounds? Two guys talking about stupid nicknames. I'll send you on your Insta DMs. I know a guy whose aunt is called Kit Kat because she only has four fingers. Anybody in your life got nicknames like that? Nah, not really.
Four fingers?
Yeah. And that's why
no
they call
thumb?
Yeah.
All right.
So they call her Kit Kat. I watch this video at least once a week. Mad cunt off the rigs. And on the loose in Glasgow, dishing out some of the most savage put-downs to bouncers at the Oramore after taking a KB terribly. What's that? Savage put-downs, what's the wildest thing you've witnessed being said to someone? I don't know. Can't fighting talk in Glasgow's West End. I mean, is there a highlight video of this or what? He's got that weird Scottish accent.
Yeah.
I bet he could punch a foot.
I know.
A foot number in
that was an amazing line, man.
I'm
gonna use that again, maybe. That was magic. You can punch a phone number in. That's magic.
Faggot. Or more. Great spot. Played there last time I was in Glasgow. Full house.
Oh god, I hate that. So annoying.
This is worth 2 months of your wages.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, you're an asshole.
You're, 6 months of his.
Yeah, you're having a fight with a fucking expensive jacket on. A cock. Right, let's really... When did you realize you were getting old?
What?
My girlfriend got me a robot vacuum for my birthday and had told me I'd gotten old by looking a cleaning product for my birthday. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a few fucking moments recently that...
I mean, I would rather go to, like, home base than go out on the rip. That's how you know you're old. Well, I mean, I know I'm old right now because I basically need a fucking hip replacement. That makes me feel old. What else makes you feel old? It is just, like... You know, appreciation for just stupid things. I bought like a little cable tidy thing the other day. I was like, fuck, I don't know why. That's the gear there. C3 could fucking read. I don't know. Watched the last pod on my way to Botanic Gardens to meet some mates. There was a few creatures floating about the park in the sun, which got me thinking about the waltz you see about Belfast sometimes. What's the best moment of madness you've seen about the city? P.S. I've never seen now before, but the last pod was... Is it weird that he looks exactly like he sounds? Like a wanker! Yeah, there are absolute creatures around Belfast. I mean, just off the top of my head, I remember that, like, my favourite coffee shop is the Nero at Botanic.
Oh, yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the coffee, like,
yeah.
Thank fuck. But, yeah, I was sitting at the couch at the window and there was a guy frantically pacing up and down, which I now gather, you know, he probably was waiting on a drug dealer. And he then finally got whatever he needed, and he sat down in this seat, and this girl came over, and they started full-blown making out, as they say in the movies.
Damn.
Which, of all the people you don't want to see full-tonguing each other, is that annoying you, that noise in the background? People full-tonguing each other is two crusty drug addicts, so they were like, and then she fucking put a syringe, like, in his neck.
Ugh.
Like, just I don't even know if that's medically sound. She just and I mean pane of glass here, and she just grabbed like a bit of something and just put in his neck. And then the guy was like, you know, fucking skipping around. He was furious before, and he was like, hey, baby, chilling. I mean, just all sorts of shit. I remember going into Belfast one day, and it was Pride, and I didn't know, I had no idea that it was. But there was a lot of aggressively homosexual people. Is that a word? I don't know. There was just basically two couples, dudes, walking away from each other, just shouting stuff. Oh, I'm fucking... He's way home or not? You know, they were like, fucking stop being a gay lord, going home early. You know? And they were sort of back and forth, and they were insinuating, like, you know, we're going home because your man here's about to get a good saying to. And then back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then the guy said something about wearing him like an oven glove. And I was like, yeah! This comedy writes itself. Be wearing him like an oven glove. Thank you, comedy Jesus. Tremendous. But yeah, Belfast, I mean, it's... Seems like the guy, one of these preacher dudes, like, just giving it the fair.
You must be born again. The Lord fucking... blah, blah, blah. It is an abomination.
And this guy was on crutches. And it was taking him, you know, like, I think he just got crutches, so he was a bit slow on them. And you could see him making his way past this guy. And he just waited till he was, like, right in front. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he was like, you shut the fuck up! Right in his face. But it took so long, that's what cracked me up. Because he wasn't gonna sail past him and, you know, be out of his... earshot, but took him so long to get past him that he's just like, and the guy's right beside him,
yeah, fucking the Lord, dead, blah, blah, blah.
This guy's just like, shut the fuck up. Again, I was like, yes. But yeah, Belfast's full of fucking weirdos, like, you know, it's a dump. Have you seen the new Bo Burnham special? Have you heard of that?
Did he film it himself?
It's called Inside or something like that. Pretty cool. I think your banger podcast should come with a safety warning. The amount of times I nearly dropped a dumbbell on my head from laughter whilst listening at the gym is unreal. Keep up the... Oh, right, okay. Thanks. Thanks, Simon. Any chance of a second gig at the Wall Garden? Yeah, they're working on it. For fuck's sake, I'm gonna have to go to Bangor twice. Someone get me an Airbnb. In fact, I might be a stand-up paddleboarder by that stage.
Oh, nice.
That's the noise. Just me slopping about. I'll never be able to go by myself either, because I will need an assistant to pull up the fucking string at the back of the...
Oh, yeah.
Final question. What are the white Asics shoes you have with the black logo and the cream sole? Man, this guy is asking all the right questions. Let me just look that up for you now. So, Tiger, you motherfucker. So, you gotta go, basically the Asics, how do you say it? They do like their regular shoes, which, and I first bought a pair of them in Sports Direct, like just because I seen them, I was like, oh, they're cool. But you gotta go to the Japan made one, which is that Tiger and Onitsuka Tiger. You gotta go to that website where they make like the fucking, the hat, you know, like the AMG version of the shoes. And the name of the shoe is GSM. That's the one there. So it's the Asics GSM. Like M, do you?
They're nice.
Oh, you like M? Here, if it's black with a white sole, Niall's wearing it.
Damn right. But they need to be suede.
They do?
They need to be suede, yep.
That's a good point.
Suede, white, black.
They can't, yeah, leather. I mean, that is suede with the leather with upper.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'd try them. So, GS, they're only 75 sheets at the minute there. But yeah, there was a very noticeable difference between the ones I got in Sports Direct and the ones I bought from the fucking proper site. But now you have me on the site, it's a problem. Gonna spend all my money. Yeah, that's the ones I have. Two colours, GSM. That's the boys there. Great stuff. And when I was buying them, I nearly went for those. And I dare say, I'd also get those. But, yeah.
On brand. On brand.
Oh yeah, that would fit in nicely with the... I should just buy those and stick them on the wall. But yeah. Great stuff. And you like the ones I got in Sports Direct were like 45 quid and they're very plasticky and like gross, TMI, very sweaty, you know, but these ones are like real leather and stuff, so they feel great. And that's the end of all the information I have for you today. That's all the questions, guys. Thanks for sending them in. We'll wrap this podcast up. I'm gonna go buy a stand-up paddleboard and some long headphones. So yeah, cheers for listening, guys. We'll see you probably some other time this week for another quick Patreon update. We're going to get the vlog online. And that's about it. Any further notes now?
Watch the vlog.
Watch the vlog.
Please.
And share it, you know, let's...
Yeah, share it.
That's the thing, share it. Fucking share it, man. And, you know, it's the start of... of many, hopefully, because right. We've waited all this fucking lockdown, like caged animals. If anyone does anything cool, you know, like if anyone's like, oh, hey, there was a guy reached out to me before, and I wish he'd reach out again. And he's like, oh, we work at this sort of specialist butcher's. If you wanted to come down and like hack a fucking deer apart, but I feel like it would be fun to go. Oh, I think it's dead already. I hope go do that and then take some meat somewhere and try and do a wee barbecue and a wee chat. Would that be gorgeous?
I would, yeah.
And then we'll wait for another sunny bit of weather and we'll go down to Ardglass with the Mulhall boys from Flow CBD and we'll do more sort of activities down there.
Fishing.
Out on a boat. Eat a fish.
Yeah.
Ross was telling me there's boys that when they fish for like fucking prawns,
yeah,
they pull so many heads off.
Yep.
Pause. That they get some injury in the wrist? The wank hand? Crazy. Anyway, we'll go down there, we'll do that. But if anyone does anything cool, you know, you're like, I work at this activity center where we fucking, you know, shoot flaming arrows. Give me a shout. If you do anything weird, you know, I work at Explorers. Do you want to finger a fucking flatfish? Yes. Just things like that that would be fun to take like Armacante.
Yeah, like some foodie places.
A lot of food. Like if there's any, but I mean, you know, the guy from General Merchants took a photo of me outside the thing. You know, would it not be, I mean, just a no-brainer to do General Butler, General Merchants? Go in there, and make up our own dish.
Yeah,
something like that. What other sports are there that we could try? Sit down paddleboarding. yeah, just some mad stuff. I seen. Our boys downstairs were at a rally school.
Oh, nice.
That looked like fucking mad crack. Although, no me, I'll just like fucking get in some old rally car and reverse it into the wall. How, what was your lap time? Don't know. Hit a bollard on the way in. Anyway, if you do something cool, get in touch and we'll come do it. And that's it. Cheers for listening. See you next week. Beer 52. Get on there. Use the code BANTER. Get yourself a free box of beer. Jump all over it. Manscaped.com. It's Father's Day coming up. Shave your dad's bag. See you later.